Well, frustrated growers say their crops could be left to rot if the government doesn't let them know soon how many immigrant workers they can hire. A group of 12 businesses with early stage crops, such as strawberries and asparagus, have written an open letter to the immigration minister in desperation. They say the delay is hitting local workers and consumers in the back pocket. Political reporter Charlie Drever filed this report.
The picking season has started at strawberry farm Perry's Berries, but the owner, Francie Perry, still doesn't know how many overseas workers she can employ, and it can take months to get visas approved. She says if she doesn't get enough overseas workers in time, the fruit will simply go unpicked.
Christmas week last year, we had to stop at the beginning of Christmas week because our fruit was too soft and too red and too risky to ship even locally. We told our supermarket chain, we can't supply Christmas wheat. We're so far behind with our picking. And overnight, the price doubled.
Francie Perry says as a result, she lost some permanent staff, and 250 tonnes of strawberries were left rotting on the ground. Unless changes are made, Francie Perry, who has had her business for 40 years, is left with a tough decision.
Hopefully there's some changes afoot, but really the last 3 years I've been singing the same tune. And now I've reached a point where if the tune isn't heard, then why would we want to continue?
Miss Perry is one of 12 growers who signed the open letter to the Immigration Minister. ACT Party leader David Seymour, who has been campaigning on behalf of Miss Perry and other growers, says those who signed the letter employ 2,500 people. He says there simply aren't enough New Zealand workers willing to pick, and the government should take a leaf out of Australia's book.
They don't have a cap on the number of workers. They allow the amount of workers that employers can afford to pay if they meet high standards of labour conditions. That would be a much better way of solving the problem than the bureaucratic approach New Zealand uses.
Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says it's a problem he's looking to tackle in a refresh of the recognised seasonal employer scheme.
It's a policy which is 12 years old. It's never been looked at over those 12 years. I think it is time to look at opportunities to make it work better.
When questioned why a decision on overseas workers wasn't made sooner, Mr. Lees-Galloway said the ministry received the information it needed from the industry only in late July.
By the time officials have a chance to analyse that, come back to me and go through cabinet processes, to turn that decision around in less than 2 months is fairly heroic within government, but we are doing our best to get that decision early because I do appreciate all growers want certainty.
However, Francie Perry says it's the businesses which aren't harvesting until February that aren't getting their information in on time. She says strawberry and asparagus growers just want to be given the same chance as those growers, so early harvesters should be made a priority. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Cor Charlie Drever, DNA.